Welcome back to another edition of the 10 Questions Sit Down, Isles Nation. My name is Alan Furing. We've had so much fun with these already, and we haven't even gotten to number 13, Matt Barzell, but he's our guest tonight. Matthew, thanks so much for spending a couple of minutes with us. You've had quite the career so far, no doubt. But in there, somewhere, can you pinpoint the game that you felt like you were at your all-time best?
I think I had a game against Washington. I don't know what year it was, but I think I had 2 goals and 3 assists. And I remember seeing the game card after the game, and I think it was one of the highest maybe ever. And I remember that one sticks out to me.
At what point in that game early on were you feeling it? You could tell, like, okay, this is going to be a really good night for me.
Yeah, that's funny. Actually, it was before the game even started. I went out and stick handled on the ice before the game. And I had a really good stick and a really nice set of gloves that felt really good. And I just knew that I was going to have a good night. I remember telling Jordan Eberle, my winger at the time, like, I got a good stick tonight. Like, find me.
I was going to ask who else was on the ice with you. Jordan Eberle, do you remember who else?
It was either Leo or Leezy. Komarov or Leezy, one of the two.
Who do you think is the most underrated player in the NHL right now?
That's a good question. I'm a little biased. I'd probably say, you know, someone like Simon Holmstrom. I might even say Bo Horvat, honestly, on a scale of I think he's in that top tier of players, and maybe doesn't necessarily get that credit. So I'd say one of those two guys.
We've heard Bo's name. We've heard Simon Holmstrom's name, you know, resoundingly. Probably 70% of these interviews comes to mind. What makes him so underrated?
I'd say with Homer, I'd say just his ability to hold on to the puck and make super high-end skill plays. Like, he can make plays that, you know, 1% of the league can make with his skill and range. And then with Bo, I just think it's, you know, his ability to score, and his shot is so much better than people talk about. Like, I think it's a top three shot in the league, and so that's why I think they're underrated.
No doubt you are a big fan favorite. The reason I bring that up is, if a fan wants your autograph, when's the best time for them to approach you?
That's a good one. I'm pretty approachable. Like, I don't really shy away from that stuff. Probably after a game where I score.
Yeah.
usually pretty nice.
You're leaving the rink in a pretty good mood.
Yeah, if we win and, you know, I had a couple goals or something, I'll sign anything.
Sure. You've been with the Islanders for quite some time now. I can only imagine that there's been a prank or two in the middle of your career. Can you pick out a time when you were pranked, and do you have a story behind it?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, I probably get pranked and prank, you know, right at the top of the list. In terms of getting pranked, I've driven home with, like, stickers on my car, on the back of my car, and I've repaid that favor, that prank. But yeah, I've driven home with some stickers on the back of my car, just stupid stuff and just little humorous stuff. And
what might a sticker like that say?
Probably something really silly, just political, or, you know, just outrageous. Just stuff that, inside jokes.
Okay, I got you. When you encounter a tough night at the rink, like, obviously the game doesn't go the way you want as a team or individually, what's the best medicine to get over that when you get home?
I don't know. I usually just relax, and, you know, I will usually watch the game back immediately, and you usually find out that you didn't play as bad as you think. There's a great saying, you know, you're never as good as you thought you were, and you're never as bad as you thought you were. So I feel like that's the case, you know, a lot of the time. And I just try to wind down. And, you know, for me, I think how I get over it is just looking at the calendar, looking for the next game where I can, you know, start preparing for the next game, honestly, and just, like, really lock it in mentally for the next game if I didn't like my previous game.
I know you're a big golfer. I know you like tennis, went to the U.S. Open, big sports guy in general. Who's an athlete you admire most outside of hockey?
You know, I love Michael Jordan. I love his, just him in general, just everything, his style, his confidence, his swag, his competitiveness, everything about him. I love Tiger. You know, and then I also like a lot of guys. Like, I like a lot of guitarists. Like, I like John Mayer when he's on the guitar, just to see the passion that he has with his guitar, how much he loves it and how much of an artist he is, and stuff like that. So I feel like there's a lot of different like area, like pockets in sports and music and other things that, you know, I can find inspiration from.
I really like that. And that's a very respectable answer, all three of those. Talking with Matt Barzell here on the 10 questions sit down tonight. Matt, when you get out your smartphone and you take a look at the apps you have on it, you're a younger guy. I imagine you have some different ones. Is there an app you have that everybody needs to know about?
I'm pretty, you know, normal with my apps. The Instagram, Twitter. I love Twitter. I play a lot of chess on my phone. Apps that maybe a sneaky one would be, I don't know. I've been messing around with Duolingo a little bit, touching up my French. I'm on fantasy, football a ton. The Score, nothing like out of the ordinary.
Who's leading the team fantasy football pool right now?
I think it's a tight race. I think McLean, myself, and Bo Horvat and Ryan Pulak are all it's a gridlock at the top.
Okay, wow. When was the last time you got nervous about anything?
You know, I get nervous, you know, pretty not like super often, but like once in a while I'll get nervous. Like we got a, you know, big game or you know, late in the game and we're up or down a goal. Maybe I'm not nervous, but more like super high adrenaline to where like I can feel my body feeling something different than just being, you know, normal pulsed. You know, nervous. You know, I rock climb in the summer and sometimes when you get high up the wall, like you get a little nervous being that high. And yeah, just good light nerves once in a while.
I know you shoot pool too, billiards. I don't know if you ever get nervous before you go into how competitive you play, but I know you're a competitive guy by nature. So I imagine every time you're going into something, you're trying to win.
You know what? I would say that I get nervous when, like, I don't get nervous a ton on the ice because I feel prepared and I feel confident in my abilities. When I'm playing golf or I'm playing pool and it's in front of people, and like I always say, I can play in front of 20,000 people on the ice and be, you know, the opposite of nervous. Yet I can be in front of three people that I don't know, you know, in golf and be like completely horrified on the first tee box. So, but I find more enjoyment. Like I find those moments enjoyable when you have some pressure and new people are watching and you're not really comfortable. So that kind of, you know, sheds skin and, you know, you grow as a person when you do kind of stuff like that.
That's a great answer. I love that. Last one for me is, I imagine you get a lot of questions, right? From the media, from fans, from teammates, whatever it is. Do you get asked a question a lot that you're tired of answering?
I would say it's, no, not really. Like, I feel like I don't have too much stuff that's been really like pinpointed in my career. Like, you know, that's dragged out a ton.
I thought for sure you were going to say the two hole-in-ones this summer, six days apart.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, in certain times, I'll get asked a ton of questions, the same question about, you know, the event that happened that week or something, and then it kind of fades. The two hole-in-ones has stuck around a little bit, and it is getting, like, I tell the same story. I could tell it literally, like, in my sleep. And
I'll spare you the story. I won't ask you for that one this time. Yeah, we talked to Kenny Morrow, Islanders Hall of Famer, in our last episode of this, and I told him we were going to talk to you next, and I said, do you have a question I can pass along to Matt Barzell? So he thought a minute, and he said, you know what? You know, Matt's been an Islander for life. Ken Morrow was an Islander for life. He said, obviously, a Stanley Cup is something you want to win, I imagine. What else do you want to accomplish in your Islanders career?
It's a great question. I feel like I just want fans at the end of my career. Hopefully, you know, I retire as an Islander and fans at the end of my career to just the people have watched, you know, me play maybe 1,000 games or whatever it is, just to know that, like, I really did give it everything I have. Like, there's not necessarily one thing that I care to accomplish other than winning and Stanley Cup. But, you know, I hope that, you know, kids watch my game and maybe want a tight turn like me or skate like me or handle the puck like me and or when I score, you know, celebrate like me. Just that inspiration to kids, because I was that, you know, kid growing up that wanted to be like NHLers. And so I hope that, you know, at the end of my career that those kind of things I can pass down to kids.
It's a really incredible answer. Finally, we're going to talk to Matthew Schaefer next. Haven't talked to him yet. Looking forward to it. I feel like you're a great person to pass along a question. So do you have something I can pass along to Matt Schaefer?
Sure. Why don't we ask him where he had his first kiss?
Really? Okay.
going way off the grid here with this one.
We'll get personal with this one.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't know. Well, yeah, he's young, so I mean, it probably was a couple years ago. Maybe this year.
It might be this year. We'll find out. Thanks so much, Matt.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you.